Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
All right, Chuck Bonnerill, Julie Hayden, here on a beautiful Wednesday, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right. The show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness Advanced, acupuncture and Chinese medicine. We're going to have Lori Sane, grassroots warrior, Weld County Commissioner, joining us here in a few minutes to talk about, and we're going to talk about this not with Ron Hanks, because I think Ron Hanks is actually on his way to meet with President Trump. I think he and a lot of other people, I don't think they're quite like this yet. But just about all of the negative ads, the lying ads that are coming out. And, you know, Chuck, it's one thing if the Democrats are lying to you or about you, right? But it's another thing when you have the Republicans lying about you as well. And I see we have Lori. Hey, Lori, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Oh my gosh, this makes me look this angle.
that's what I do too. It's like you look good there. Now you look good.
Yeah, you look good.
I don't even do selfies. My daughter, who is beautiful, right? She always wants to take selfies. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And she goes, hey, that's FaceTime. I'm like, no, because during the whole FaceTime thing, all I can do is think about how awful I look, right? I don't even pay attention.
Right.
So that looks good. You look great.
Okay, good.
So, you know, we were talking and this is happening to Ron Hanks, it's not like a new tactic by the establishment people, but you're the grassroots candidate running for Weld County Commissioner. And
right.
The establishment uniparty Rhino people do not like that. And you were saying they're not just out taking ads out supporting your opponent. They're attacking you, and they're not just attacking you, but they're attacking you with lies, stuff that's just made up.
Why don't you tell us?
The best, yeah. Well, because, yeah, you don't have to worry about facts. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's pretty typical. I've experienced that, I think, about just in every race I've been in. It's really the same group of people. And, you know, I would call them establishment or, you know, the other acronym, of course, is RINO. But they'll do whatever it takes. It's Machiavellian to hold on to the status quo, to hold on to their power. So anything goes. And if you haven't done anything wrong, they'll just basically make it up. So, you know, it's just a tactic to personally destroy you if you dare come against the establishment. So, so far survived all the attacks. And obviously CD8 had a lot of those same, the same players where they painted my opponent as me and me as my opponent. Right. So I was not the conservative my opponent was, even though our records were directly and diametrically opposed. Right. So,
right.
You know, and so they just make stuff up and then they just have, you know, either millions of dollars or in this case, hundreds of thousands of dollars to just perpetuate that lie. And the more you sell that lie to people, the more they tend to buy it. So that's where they have the advantage in independents voting in primaries as well, because they will, you know, paint me as the, you know, like they did in CD8, they would say, I'm the conservative wrecking ball. Like I'm too conservative, right, for the district. And then to the Republicans, they'll say, oh, she is a liberal. You know, so it's just, they have more money. They have the advantage. And when you think about what they're trying to do with jungle primaries and closing the caucus, what they're doing is they're trying to eliminate competition from the grassroots. They don't want us pesky grassroots people, the average citizen running for office. And so they're going to make it much harder to compete in that space. And again, they have more money to perpetuate top of the market awareness and to perpetuate lies. So most people aren't going to probably put up with that. They're going to say, hey, look, if I get in this race, I may be hit with millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars painting me as a different character.
I mean, you so many points to touch on that. The first, let me ask you this. Do you know or want to name names? You say it's the same group of people.
Let's hear some names. Yay.
Well, it's you know, you're familiar with the Klein clan, right? I mean, they've been running a lot of these operations for a very long time. And, You know, what they do in Weld County, especially in the Weld GOP, is they will seek to dissuade you from doing anything productive by calling you names or trying to get you to react in some kind of negative way by coming after you. And they've come after volunteers, accused them of doing things. And of course, they did nothing wrong, and that's been proven. But the mud they've dragged them in the meantime is just is so disheartening, most people quit. I've even seen some of these folks get up in others' faces and just start screaming at them. And most normal people, again, are not going to, they're not going to react well. They'll just say, I don't need anything. I don't need this.
Right.
And
right.
They generally walk away. And that just happened to another one of our volunteers last night in the Weld GOP meeting, from what I heard. So, you know, just the Saul Alinsky tactics to degrade you personally and to get you to react back so that they can say they're the victim, not the aggressor. Right.
Right.
But here's the end story is that, when dealing with these Weld County establishment types, they will always accuse you of what they themselves are doing.
Right.
So how do we get that message across to people and say, hey, look, if you're seeing a negative mailer, you need to look more into it and see, did this really happen? Or is this something
right.
they're trying to muddy the water so they don't know who's who, who's good and who's bad?
Right.
Right.
Sure.
So.
And again, I mean, let's take a look at this. This is a Weld County commissioner race, and you're talking mm-hmm. about hundreds of thousands of dollars. And talk a little, because we've seen with your actions lately and some of the great successes you've had. So we've had the mm-hmm. Weld County commissioners, who are all Republicans, right?
Yeah.
Number one, tried to get rid of the public comment section of the meetings. They
right.
wanted to continue supporting sanctuary city policies. They didn't want to
yeah.
say, we won't spend any of your tax dollars on sanctuary. I mean, these are the Republicans. And why is it, do you think, that, I mean, the county commissioner races, I don't think used to be, I mean, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's like, what's going on? That, because they seem to be getting more and more granular, sort of local.
Right. And yeah, I mean, because Weld County is fairly important as far as control goes, because just imagine we have a uniparty come out of this action where you can't possibly compete in the playing field with ranked choice voting, because millionaires are going to say, okay, we're going to prop up candidate A and B and play them against each other. And, you know, Weld County's got all the food. We have all the water, the land, the energy production. It's a very powerful county as far as folks wanting to keep control of that. And I imagine the Democrats have had their eye on this for a long time. So, eventually, you know, the nature of man is such that they generally shift towards more and more control and
yeah.
not necessarily giving that control back to the people and representing them. And that's what we're seeing in Colorado in general, is more and more control. And some of these Republicans will do whatever it takes to hold on that little bit of control as the controlled opposition, if that gives them a title or power for the next 10, 15 years.
It's nothing really new. I mean, you know, back, I don't know, is it a decade ago, 2 decades ago, that Bob Beaupre and his Colorado Pioneer Action, they were sending out mailers saying that, you know, people were liberals and they were gun, you know, anti-gun, and all just the exact opposite of the real record. And
correct.
Bob Beaupre and his minions, you know, and he felt, you know, justified because they were too extreme for Colorado. So he could do whatever he wanted to do. And it's nothing new. It's sad. And the trouble is, it's, you know, the average person, you know, if he takes the time to look at a mailer, he's not going to spend mm-hmm. a lot of time researching whether it's true or not true
right.
or doing
right.
anything else. You know, we've tried, you know, there are vote grassroots out there. For some races anyway, and we've got to get more of that, because we've got to get trusted sources, so you know. And I think vote grassroots is something that we've really got to build on, so somebody can go, okay, I don't know anything about these two candidates, you know, is there somebody I can trust, is there someplace I can go that I can trust,
right?
And it's really something we badly need. And, you know, Trump was a valued one because he didn't just endorse anybody or anything else. He sort of changed a little bit his last few endorsements of people like Larry Hogan and against Bob Good and so forth. They've been disconcerting. But in Colorado, I mean, you can't you would not know that Gabe Evans wasn't the world's greatest, ex-cop, perfect
Well, yeah,
guy.
listen to the
He'll
mailers, yeah.
fight for the death for your Second Amendment rights, except he's for red flag laws. I mean, it is so hard to figure out, who's who, and we really got to get something that allows us to.
Well, we're working on it. What about the Lori for you? I mean, a couple questions. I mean, somebody here is asking, can you get on other radio shows like Kim Munson to get the word out? And that's good, and we love having you here, but I think you're kind of facing the problem is the election is next week. I mean, it's next week, and it's hard to get the word out because you only have, I mean, they have so much more money, I'm assuming they're spending than you, right?
Oh yeah, but for sure. And I've been outspent 10-1 before, but again, my environment's a little bit different with the more open primary. But back to the character being flipped. When truth has no value, whether it's inside the building or outside the building of where I work, eventually people are going to catch on to this enough that they're just going to say, I'm just going to not show up to vote because I don't trust anyone.
Right.
When Republicans don't act like Republicans, they stop showing up at the ballot box. And we are in great danger of flipping some of these seats to blue at some time in the very near future. And it's the behavior of the establishment Republicans that don't do anything that people think that they should be doing. They think they're voting for a certain brand, which is fiscal responsibility and equal treatment under law and protecting private property rights and individual rights. They think we stand for all those things. And when we don't do that, we devalue our future, and it's going to go blue if we don't shape up really quick. And then just for example, my opponent Perry Buck is saying, oh, I was always for giving money back to the taxpayer. That's not true. And candidates like Trent Lisey has not only called that out, but even mentioned that she was shaking her head behind me when I was speaking against it with county council. And there's even audio of her advocating to raise taxes and Scott James affirming that she wanted to raise it by another mill. Mill levy is property taxes, raising taxes. So, it's a lie, but she has enough money to propagate the lie that she was always for giving money back to the taxpayers. And as that proved to be very popular. Same with funding the sheriff. She votes no with the other four commissioners, not once, but many times. And when it came right down to it, when I offered full sheriff funding, that was still voted down, and another amendment was offered by Buck for less funding, and that passed. However, we had to again turn around and fund the sheriff yesterday because it wasn't the full amount. So
Yeah.
trying to give somebody, credit for something that obviously they still didn't do what the original amount was requesting, and now they're just going to have to keep coming back piecemeal and say, oh yeah, we need some more money for this. We forgot to include it. No, y'all didn't forget to include it. I got the full amount from the staff.
And you said
So
no. Yes.
yes, right. And not just once, but multiple times. And then flip-flopping on almost every other vote that's very important to people, like life, for example, voting yes and no and no and yes. And same thing with non-sanctuary, same thing with First
Right.
Amendment, agriculture, private property rights. I don't think there's many votes that my opponent didn't flip-flop on. So, and that's not the kind of leadership we need. And people are talking about rural Weld County, especially because of
Right.
the things that have been going on. So we're just in major danger of losing one of our reddest counties and being a bulwark against the absolute crazy coming out of Denver. And we've got three of our county commissioner seats going to be redistricted because we screwed up.
Oh, wow.
And didn't follow the spirit of a law that was passed. And you could hear me on audio saying we really need to have listening sessions. So, let people give us some feedback as far as what they want their new districts to look like, right? We've only got three of them. And, I don't know if the audio has been cut or lost, but, the three commissioners were arguing, well, I want this and I want that. Well, I'm sorry, why
What
does
you
your opinion
want?
matter as far as what town you want in your district?
Right.
What shouldn't it be the choice of the constituents, or at least keeping these towns whole as much as possible? And ultimately, the decision was made not to do that, not to keep towns whole. And I voted to abstain from that because I didn't think that was right. So, and I got a lot of guff from that because
Right.
I didn't vote with the rest of the commissioners. And that's been a common theme. I don't vote with the rest of the commissioners. And so, you know, they take things away from me and take, you know, chairmanships away from me and all these other things. Not because I did anything wrong, other than I won't go along them. With their poor ethics.
Well, and you know, and you bring an important point that people I think need to realize too is people like this Perry Buck, people like some of these candidates, they're not getting the money from the donors and the PACs and the dark money that's being shuffled around because they're good candidates. They're getting the money because they will be puppets. That's the only reason they're getting the money. So, you know, doesn't matter. They can say or do anything they want. It's not going to come down to what the, otherwise they wouldn't be giving them the money, right? I mean, these are people who have vested interest, special interest. I mean, Chuck, you know that it's how it's like you said, it's been working this way forever. But I think, as Lori mentioned, we're on the verge of having ranked choice voting. And then there won't really be, I don't think, any Republicans, real Republicans anymore. It'll just be all puppets of rich people, rich donors, right?
Well, who knows? I mean, it's interesting that it was Emily Sirota put the one in for the screw up rank. I think the Democrats are pretty happy with the way they control things. So we may not get ranked choice voting because there's such an overwhelming majority in the legislative sessions and everything else that might upset them. That may allow people they don't control to do it. So who knows? I mean, it's they're always thinking of new ways to rig the system, and it's sad. But that's just the way human beings are.
Well, and yet, Laura, you know, you keep winning, right? So that's the good news, right? I mean, I think particularly in a race like Weld County, and again, like you say, though, that's the danger of having independents vote because they're not paying attention. But I think you have a great reputation and people know you and they know that you're a fighter there. So, you know, at least hopefully, do you know what I mean? These negative ads, like you said, I think maybe people are being red pilled enough that they're like, they just don't pay any attention. You know, I don't know. Do you think they're effective or do you think that your reputation will carry the day?
Well, the negative ads are definitely effective, which is why they do them, right? So we did have some polling at the beginning of the race and I was, you know, in some of these areas, I was almost 20 points ahead of my opponent. And we monitored when the first mailer hit. And I went down a couple points, and that's the whole game is prop up the their candidate with good flyers and then hit the other candidate with negative flyers. Right. And in amounts that you can't necessarily compete with. Right. So right. And if Republicans are allowed, I mean, even that stuff was happening when I was in the state house, too, and sometimes in bigger and larger amounts of money. And, you know, when Republicans are allowed to choose their own candidate, they always choose the more conservative candidate by more than 20 points.
Right.
So, you know, it's a game to make sure that they get and that the idea is to be more moderate, right? Like the moderation on both sides of the aisle. But the reality is that when you have these big donors and crony corporatists who put a lot of money into these races, their only interest is self-interest. They're going to want something back for the money they've spent. And when that's the only guiding star is control, that's where your parties are going to move to is more control. And the little guy is going to be left out. And the lack of competition causes something called inflation because you don't have competition for lower prices and better products and services. Right. So, you know, and you got a government that doesn't care how it spends its money either, right? They just burn money in trash barrels and they don't care because they're a protected class. And so that's another way you get inflation. And inflation is usually the byproduct of really bad government decisions. And so if you have a government that's detached from the people, hang on to your wallet because everything's going to get a lot more expensive. And if you don't have conservative candidates who are willing to toe the line on fiscal responsibility like I did and my opponent did not, you know, if Weld County wants higher taxes, they should definitely vote for my opponent.
Yeah, well, and it's got to make it hard. And Chuck, you've done campaigns too, and so for as a strategy, you got to on the one hand, you're trying to get your message out, you're trying to knock on a bazillion doors, you're trying to do all of this connecting with voters that you need to do, and then you also have to take time to defend against the lies. And the most outrageous part is they're not just coming from the Democrats who we would expect it to come from; they're coming from fellow Republicans.
Well,
right?
The one thing you can guarantee is that, you know, it is a uniparty, and the establishment rhinos emulate and do what Democrats do. That's what they do. I mean, that's how they operate.
Right.
Right.
Are there any other true conservatives against some of these other county commissioners?
Well, we do have Lynette Pepler, who is running, and I actually, helped recruit her to say, hey, we need a really good candidate to run with me, because quite honestly, just being the only person there towing the conservative line every single day, the way that I'm treated.
Yeah.
And people have noticed this, just derisive and, the accusatory stuff. And, it's really difficult to work there. It's definitely the most toxic, horrifying place I've ever been in. And I was at the state house for 8 years, right?
Right.
Watching some of these laws being passed. But, when they're rapidly going down the same way as far as command and control and some of the big government policies that they're advocating for, and you just have a front row seat, we really need to flip around that board. And one of the ways we could have done that is having two people run instead of one. And Lynette Pepler almost nearly beat me the last time. And she didn't have a lot of funding. She's very popular. She works hard. She's part of the sheriff's posse. So she's actual law enforcement, and they're billing the Rhino slate as pro law enforcement slate. Right. So that's funny, considering how many bills I've, either run or voted against or supported to support law enforcement. So I have a history of doing that. And none of those candidates can have anything to really show for it, for the most part.
Well, and again, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Let's just say, you win. The other frustrating thing is the money will disappear, right? The Rhinos are in the unit party. They're totally fine with putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars to defeat an actual grassroots conservative, but they won't lift a penny to help them win in a general election, right?
Well,
and they'll say unity, unity.
Well, one thing about Will County, if you win the primary, you're probably
yes.
in the general election.
Right. But I mean, yeah. Still, though, but they're not going to be helping you, I would imagine. Right.
No,
they're going to call
not.
And say, well, Lori, we fought the good fight. You won. And now we're unifying behind you, as all Reagan Republicans do. Right.
Yeah. The Reagan Republican thing is a misnomer for Weld County in particular, because I've been censored on the Weld County GOP for simply stating a fact. And same with others. They're finding out that they're voices are being silenced.
Well, Trent Lisey, too. They're not letting him post anymore. He can't post till after, I don't know, till like 2028 or something like that. Yeah.
And one of my constituents can't post either. And he was simply doing a podcast of candidates. So now the race, and Chuck's right, the race in Weld County really is the primary. So you don't really have a general election. And even if you had a Democrat candidate in this race, which you don't, as far as I looked, it still wouldn't matter, because Weld County overall right now is still very, very red. Now, is it getting bluer? Yes. We've got a lot of people moving in from out of state, just like everybody else does. A lot of people moving up from Denver and being pushed upwards and outwards because of the higher property taxes and housing market. So eventually, we're probably going to find ourselves going bluer or blue at some point. And the only anchor we have is really our farmers and ranchers, as these cities and towns get bluer and bluer. And we are not representing those folks in Weld County right now. I mean, I'm watching folks getting shoved out of their own businesses because they just simply don't want to help them. Or they just, they don't want to help people innovate or do things with their property that would help their business succeed and thrive. And it's getting harder and harder being a farm and rancher right now.
Well, listen, Lori, we have to let you go, but thank you for running, for staying with it and fighting the way you do. I know you've seen some of these comments. People love you. Just for what it's worth, we're behind you, and there are more of us than there are of them. And again, thank you for your time here on the show today, too.
Yeah, best of luck on Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you there. Lori Sane, Roe County Commissioner. We're going to talk more about this. We had a bunch of great comments here, so let me kind of go through them, Chuck. Many believe themselves to be grassroots, large numbers new to this, but believe whatever slop comes their way. That's true. And then, Sandra talking about Lori trying to get the word out. From Charlene, it seems to me like most people trash mailers before they read them. And then from then Dr. Donna says there are two second mailers from the mailbox to the trash. The nailers need to pull on hearts rather than offer facts. Let's see, Dr. Donna, when did people start thinking they need to have a shiny candidate so they don't have to do any work that would get a solid candidate elected? And then Charlene, to me, mailers are outdated messaging, but maybe that's because I use social media and I rarely watch TV. Let me talk about that. I mean, the mailers,
mailers are less effective than they used to be because people don't open their mail as much. Because it doesn't come in very often.
I mean, my daughter doesn't even get her mail, right?
It doesn't even get her mail. But nonetheless, it's a one-eyed man in the land of the blind. So, you know, mailers are very important still. They're less important, but still, you know, extremely important. And to be able to send it out makes a lot of difference. Now, you try to get your message out through emails and other ones, maybe even ads on the internet. But it's not easy to get the message out these days because there's the decentralization of all the press. I mean, there's...
Well, and it's not just even mailers too, although like it used, and I was talking, and maybe it was Lori who mentioned this, that one of the research, apparently campaign research, indicates that a lot of older voters, you're right, younger voters don't pay any attention to mailers. Or Charlene, people like you are pretty active on social media, but older voters do. But speaking of social media, I mean, what I have noticed is on social media, and I keep in mind, I think, and I don't know this for a fact, but I suspect it. And that is when you see a lot of these snarky social media campaigns, those I think also are organized and funded to a certain extent by the same people who are putting out the lies in the mailers, right? I mean, it's a coordinated campaign, don't you think, Chuck?
Sure. I mean, they're not living themselves to one outlook. I mean, you know, what do? You go to debates, but that's kind of
The only people go to debates are people who pretty much know what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can go knocking on doors, although that gets old after a while, and people are less and less likely to open a door these days for whatever reason. And so it's harder and harder to get a campaign going.
Right.
Certainly, you know, I mean, Lori has great name recognition, so that's wonderful, but it is very hard to get to figure out how you can get to the voters. And then, you know, I mean, I've listened to the Weld County Commissioners speak, and you would have thought they're the greatest guys ever.
Yeah. They give great speeches, exactly. When they were
really viciously conservative, when in reality they're just...
Well, and another thing they do too, though, and it's not just the lies in the mailers, but it's the lies in the text messages, right? I mean, I get text messages from candidates, and I think the same message, they come up with this lie that's a message, and as you said, Chuck, then they push it out. They push it out on social media. They push it out on texts. They push it out on phone calls. They push it out in mailers. They push it out in whatever, you know, lefty and shoots control the, you know, media they can get it out on too. And again, the thing we'll talk now, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about Ron Hanks. The most discouraging thing to me is that these are fellow Republicans who are spending millions.
That's always been the way.
I know, but and we all know, like I said, they're not going to turn around. Well, let's talk about Ron Hanks. So initially that, you know, and I was talking to Ron and I'm like, all of this, I think, is a good indication that Ron Hanks might be doing better in CD3 than people would think. All of a sudden, everybody and their mother is paying attention to Ron Hanks. The Democrats have launched a bunch of ads, I think, because they may perceive him as being the weaker candidate, saying, oh, he's a conservative, so you don't want to vote for him. But then, and Chuck, I want to get your thoughts on this. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, dropped $270,000 worth of ad buys in Colorado and CD3, actually, and in Denver, which is curious. I'm going to get your thoughts on that. But basically, they're just lying about Ron Hanks. They're saying that Ron Hanks is anti-Second Amendment. Now, this is Ron Hanks, who took so much flack for shooting the gun at the Dominion. Remember the copy machine? Pretend it was a Dominion machine, right? And Ron Hanks had coincidentally, just a couple of days before, released another series of ads of his where he's shooting a gun. But they launched this whole ad saying, oh, Ron Hanks is a liberal, right? I mean, the only reason they hate Ron Hanks is because he's not a liberal. I mean, how do they even... What kind? I don't understand the complete lack of integrity. And I know that's silly to say, Julie, you silly
Jolly,
demon.
jolly, jolly. I mean, campaigns are not about the truth or honesty or, you know, what always amazed me, and I brought this up, although it's going across the ocean, but, you know, the Conservative Party in Britain in 2014, 16, 17, 20 and 21 has come out with it, with its manifesto, its paper, and it has promised to cut unlawful immigration into Britain. And they have no intention of doing it. No intention. They say you were for immigration, you know, and they're not. They're not going to do it. I mean, it's just. I mean, you kind of go, man. That's.
Well, it's just the lying, and then because I want to get into the Biden stuff too, but I just want to play. So this is the ad that Speaker Mike Johnson, his PAC spent $270,000 in ad buys that dropped, I think, yesterday against Ron Hanks, and it's all just a complete lie. Thomas, if we could please play the Ron Hanks soundbite.
Why are liberals supporting Ron Hanks? They know they can count on him. Ron ran for Congress in California, touting his radical anti-gun agenda, even abandoned President Trump. No wonder liberals love him. Now, Ron's running in Colorado, and Democrat mega donors are propping up his campaign with huge funding to elect another liberal to Congress. Locked, loaded, liberal. Ron Hanks. A bullseye for liberals. A misfire for Colorado. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
I mean, it's a lie, right? It's just a flat out lie. Nothing. And the reason they hate Ron is because he's grassroots and he's not liberal. I mean, what do you make of that, Chuck?
You know, not as effective because Ron is so opposite of that. You know, the best attacks are a lie that are a little closer to the truth. And so, you know, if you know anything about Ron, you just laugh at the ad. But I'm sure it's effective. You know, they don't spend all this money if it isn't. And it goes back to, we've got to have a voter guide in Colorado that tells you who.
Well, RhinoWatch.com has one. I know on RhinoWatch.com, it's RhinoWatchCO.com. There's the Colorado GOP endorsed candidates. There's a voter grassroots guide that kind of gets, you know, the Colorado GOP one is pretty inclusive. I know a couple of questions here from Dr. Donda. The hit pieces against Ron are almost hilarious. And this is the crucial question. You're right, Charlene. How can Mike Johnson interfere with the primary race, Chuck? I mean, what is Mike Johnson doing interfering with the primary race?
Well, he's not restricted.
I know he's not restricted, but why is he? I guess because what? They're worried that Ron could win. Why would Mike Johnson be worried that Ron could win? I mean, theoretically, isn't Mike Johnson on our side?
He wants people that'll back him. That's what he's doing. I mean, he doesn't really care if they're liberal or the conservative. Just when they come, will they vote for him for leadership? Will they vote for his programs and so forth? So it's. He just is for as far as he's concerned, that's money well spent.
Unless
Ron wins, in which case.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next question. From Sandra, where is Mike Johnson getting the money from? Sandra, that's an interesting question. In Congress, and Tom Chancredo has explained this to us, when you get elected to Congress, one of the reasons that one of your key jobs, you might think it's to pass legislation, to stand up for your constituents. It's like, no, it's to raise money from your donors to give to Mike Johnson so then he can dole it out to people he wants. Right, Chuck?
Right, right.
You have to raise a ton of money. Where was this? Oh, Jacob had asked what's the percentage of state ballots that have been returned statewide. I was talking to somebody who was telling me that they thought it was roughly, now, this was in CD3. It was Ron Hanks I was talking to. It's like roughly 30%, and it was largely Democrats and unaffiliated voters. So I guess let me take this moment to make our pitch. Return your ballot. Cast your ballot. Get it in. It is so helpful to the candidates when they know that they don't know how you voted, but they can tell that you have voted. And then they don't have to waste their time knocking on your door or trying to call you. They can spend it on getting the other people. That's just really important that we turn those
luckily
ballots.
We got ours in early. So
yes. Well, because I mean, you know, you got to practice what you preach. But now I want to turn to other
we
other.
Did.
Oh, I did.
You got yours in?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Charlene, Koch's money wasn't effective with Nikki Haley. Campaigns use money ineffectively. The more money you have, the more you waste. That's true. Well, and you know, again, the disgusting part is if Jeff Hurd does beat Ron Hanks, they're going to turn around and say to us, "We must unify behind Jeff Hurd after spending
Once
hundreds of."
again, that's a safe Republican district.
Right. But I mean, they're going to make us rally behind him. They're going to say unity, unity, right? I mean, Lauren Boebert didn't win by that much.
They're not going to bother.
Well, but if Ron Hanks wins, they're not going to turn around and give him the money, though, are they?
No, they'll work against him as hard as they could.
That's right. It's right. But now I want to turn to then this is becoming, Chuck, the Biden stuff is becoming to me more hilarious. So the memo went out, and now all of the corporate lefty media people, well, not all the corporate, Fox isn't, are saying they've made up a new word. It's not a deep fake, it's not a fake, it's a cheap fake. Now, that's another word for a true video that they don't want you to see, right? If
Right.
they say cheap fake, you know that it's a real video, right?
Right. No, it's and you can see the videos. They're so, they can tell you all they want about Obama, but
No.
it's just funny. I mean, it's they've really hurt themselves because normally it would have only been in Republican right-wing circles who would have seen the videos. Now everybody's seen them, so.
Right. Well, and then they show, I mean, and we're gonna, it's kind of funny because they're trying to tell you it's just that it's a lie. And now, granted, there are some videos, and I'm all in favor of twisting it a little bit, where, you know, maybe it's been edited unfairly. But the two that we've seen most recently in Italy, I mean, they're trying to talk about that Biden is going over there to wave to a parachute person. Well, you can actually see, no, he's not. And even if he is going over there to wave to a parachute person, it's still
He's waving the
inappropriate.
wrong parachute person.
Well, and they're taking a group picture, right? It's like your
Right.
2-year-old wandering out of the soccer team picture, right? It's like,
Right.
no, go wave at the parachute guy later. And no way did the Italian prime minister walk over there and get him, right? I mean, if he was just going over there, it was like, so even if he was waving, it was inappropriate and he was having a brain meltdown. And then the Obama thing, I saw AP tried to do a fact check where they cut to a different camera angle of Obama, you know, but the camera angle they cut to is one where you can't even see the shot. So they're kind of like, see, he didn't do it. It's like you can clearly, and they're saying he's taking in the applause. It's like, no, he wasn't. If you're taking in the applause, you go like this, you know, you don't just
He
stand
was taking it
there.
in like a dead stump.
But this
You
is so
know,
the.
Obama didn't go grab for his wrist because he was taking it in.
No, and he kept his arm around him because he didn't trust him to not wander around
Right.
afterwards and say, "Who are you?" But this is how, this is so funny. Joe Scarborough and Mika, what's her name, were on
Thank you.
MSNBC, all upset because the Republicans, Chuck, are lying about these videos. So if we could go ahead, please, and play the, Chuck, no yawning, no yawning. If we could go ahead and please play the MSNBC video, Thomas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre call out these cheap fakes, and in particular, the one Twitter account associated with the RNC, the National Republican National Committee, which puts out a lot of these misleading videos, and then it's amplified by others on the right. And the RNC researchers' account simply said, nope, we're going to keep doing it. Just flat out said, we don't care. And that's the problem here that the Biden campaign, but also those of us in the media, are going to have to grapple with between now and November because the speed of these fakes only is increasing.
Well, and yeah, and you know, it's Jonathan's right. You have to start asking, are these coming on high? When you have the same news organization doing what Jonathan just said, deliberately lying about a shot, cropping it in a way they know they're lying to the readers,
Right.
right? And that comes about a week after a Wall Street Journal story that they know is misleading. No reasonable person could not know it's misleading. And again, why do we bring this up? We bring it up just to say this is, we've now expanded far out from just deep fakes on Twitter slash X, other social media, TikTok, to now deep fakes or cheap fakes even, in the New York Post and other publications.
Yeah. Now that's just talk for a moment. The hypocrisy and the complete lack of self-awareness for MSNBC to be concerned that some news organization might be spreading lies, right? I mean, we don't even have
Well, I have
time.
to say it's Morning Joe is getting better and better because he's becoming more unhinged all the time. So it's really, and he shuts everybody else down. Mika tries to get a word in, he hits her,
I know. Well, yeah,
hilarious.
does Morning Joe believe anything he says? I don't think so.
No, I
Well, and
don't
they're
know if
going
he
on
played it,
about
but he had
that.
that famous one where he's saying, this Joe Biden is the greatest Joe Biden of all time. That he's smarter, quicker, more agile, and doesn't get angry like he used to.
Because he doesn't know what's going on. Well,
It just,
yeah, that's just say, even if what they were saying is true, that Fox was totally manipulating, the very fact that they, who have been spreading lie after lie after lie, right? And they have never apologized for it or taken it back or corrected it, from the Hunter Biden laptop to the Russia hoax, all of that somehow or another, it is appalling that some news organization would lie. But because you and I were talking earlier, the problem they have here, it's kind of like the COVID vaccine, right? People can see it doesn't work. People can see, you can show all the angles you want, and you notice they don't show any of the other angles. You can see Biden wander off. You can see him doing that weird bending thing. It's like, what was that about, right? You can see it. And so if there were some angle that were misleading it, it's
Well, there's something called the Streisand effect, which Barbara Streisand back in 2003, some guy took a picture from an airplane or a helicopter of her house up on a hill, and so they, she hated that that was out there, and there'd been a grand total of six views of that picture when she announced she was suing the guy for invading her privacy. And so after that, they got 600,000 views. I mean,
Yeah. Well, exactly. I think that you're right, that if they were to just keep ignoring it, then people wouldn't, because now they're talking about it, and then people look at the video and people would be like, well, it does look like you wandered over there. I mean, not the hardcore Democrats, right? And the fact is that now they're lying about that, so they lose all credibility too. And I think if I were in charge of the camp, it's got to be getting to him, right? And I know the polls show that this is a big concern of people. And the trouble is, they're going to have to spend all day, every day, pointing out all the videos that they're calling lies. And keep in mind, they don't call them lies, they're calling them cheap fakes, right? That's this new word they invented. And again, it simply means it's a true video that they don't want you to see. It's like, and they're taking advantage of, the concern about AI. But these are things that are happening live on, international television, right? It's not AI.
Actually, the RNC ought to do some fake ones.
I think they should. Well, you don't need to. You've got the real ones, right? And here's what I was thinking about earlier. I'm like, why did they abandon their strategy of just ignoring it, right? Because that was actually working fairly well, right? Your average Democrat could be like, oh, you could, because now they try to say, oh, Donald Trump is losing it, which again, it doesn't work either, right? And I thought to myself, I wonder if Biden is deteriorating faster than they can handle. Right. I mean, there is to this kind of decline, I think there is a progression. And perhaps, like a tipping point has come and gone. I mean, I was thinking about that maybe they realize they have to do something because it's only going to get worse.
I like my theory much better.
What's your theory?
That this is just a Pete Possum deal. They're just getting Republicans, so they all think that he's so tottering. And actually, he's really sharp. And so on that debate stage, people will come out thinking, can this guy even stand up? And he'll do a toe dance down there and slide. And then ha.
We'll see. We'll see. From Dr. Donna, I thought the Supreme Court said what is visible to the eye is free to photograph. I can tell you, yes and no.
Well, yes, that in fact was, and she had to pay 107. She lost the case and had to pay $177,000 in legal fees to the photographer.
Well, no, I know that when I was at the TV station, we were not allowed, and maybe that was just more of an ethics thing, to take pictures from outside inside a house. I guess you could if it was a crime scene, if the door was open, right? And what has changed a lot of that anymore is the use of drone, because what does that mean is visible to the eye? I think right now it is illegal to take, or it's an interesting question actually from a news point of view. It is up in the air, well, no pun intended. Can you take a picture with a drone of, like, say, somebody in their backyard? right?
That's a good question, right?
You know what I mean? And in particular, so that's up in the air. But either way, they're not pictures of Biden. So I don't think it's going to work. The other thing I don't think is going to, and like Charlene says, it's a good sign that they have to lie so much. The other thing I don't think is going to work is, so Joe Biden, and you know, has now said, and I don't know who he's trying to cater to here, that he's going to allow amnesty to some bazillion number of illegal immigrants who are married to somebody here, which is, I think, just another way to say everyone gets citizenship. But why do you, and nobody likes that, do you think, Chuck? Very, very progressive groups like that. I take that back.
It does not help his cause right now, because the biggest issue is immigration. And so, you know, he ought to stifle that until he wins the election.
Yeah, because on the one hand, he announces, oh, we're going to get tougher on the border, right? And then the other hand, he announces amnesty. And let me play real quick. I mean, even CBS didn't totally buy it. This is CBS trying to talk to Tom Perez. Thomas, if we could please play the CBS soundbite.
A lot of voters seem to think it's not the smart thing to do. CBS News polling recently found that 62% of Americans are in favor of a national program to deport all undocumented immigrants, all 11 million of them. So how much support do you think there would be for the White House plan that was announced today?
I'd love to sit down with your polling team and show them how they've gotten this wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, of course.
That's right. And I hear, do I hear, Charlene, is somebody wanting to talk there? I think I heard somebody.
Oh, yes, Julie. I was just reading something. This is a little off the subject, but
that's okay.
I was reading that Donald Trump went to Norman Vincent Peale's church in Manhattan during his formative years with his dad. You know, he wrote that book, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Right.
And so he was immersed in that at an early age. His dad made him go to church there with him. And then he, you know, as he got older, he went on his own. But anyway, so this guy was talking about it. He apparently went there also, and he knew that Trump had gone there. Huh. And he said, Trump talks as if what he is saying is ordained to come true, because he believes that the mind manifests what it believes to be true at the very core. Everything is going to be the best, the biggest, the most successful, and any other superlative he can associate with it, because he believes that is what it will be. He is not exaggerating. He is manifesting it to become true.
Ah.
The power of positive thinking. Anyone can improve their life by reading that book and taking it to heart. Donald had the privilege of being immersed in it from a very young age. And, you know, I believe that. I believe what we speak positive, we manifest. And what we speak negative, we also manifest. So, in these times, it's hard not to speak negative of what's going on, but there's so much positive that we can talk about.
Right.
And I'm glad that Trump is kind of our leading us that way, but I never realized that's where he got it. Isn't
yes,
that interesting?
It is. That's really interesting, that Charlene. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I agree with it too. I think you do. You know, there's energy. Everything is energy, right? And you put out positive energy, and you know, I can't manifest, you know,
whatever you bring
curly hair, but I can.
Whatever you bring awareness to, you give energy.
Right.
You give energy, whether it be negative or positive. You give that energy. Your energy.
Exactly.
And when you give positive stuff energy, then it manifests itself is what I hope. That's what I believe.
Thank you. Well, and then you look, and that's the thing, you know, you look at the negative energy that the Democrats are trying to manifest and everything. Chuck, don't you think? I think in the end, it's going to backfire. I guess we'll see, though. It counts in the bats. Hey, listen, that will do it for us. Our thanks to Lori Sane. On Friday, we're going to have Tim Leonard on. He was the Jeffco guy who's pushing back against Nancy Pelosi. He's going to talk a little bit about the Dave Williams race, talk about being under attack, too.
And I want to say one more thing, Rich. I have never seen a positive article on any grassroots person in Colorado other than Rhino Watch, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
And I was shocked to read this article in Gateway Pundit. Oh, whoa.
About Ron Hanks.
Yeah, you never see an article like that. I mean, that ought to be gold plated and put someplace, because, you know,
it is on Rhino Watch.
Complex and the left wing media and so forth, you know, you just go, wait a minute, this is This is positive.
How did this the ones at Gateway Pundit? Hey, listen, that will do it for us. Chuck is at World Headquarters, got to put the paper out. Tim Leonard is on Friday. It's Party Friday. So we'll see everybody then. Thank you and goodbye to everybody.
Take care, everybody. Have a good day.